Hello everyone, this is Art Gelwicks, and I'd like to welcome you to this episode of Being Productive. Now, each episode, we explore concepts, techniques, and tools that will help you work less and accomplish more. Now, since we're trying to be efficient as well as effective, let's go ahead and get started. The concept of work-life balance has been a hot one for some time now, especially after the introspection period of the pandemic. The challenge comes when we realize that no matter the amount of navel-gazing we do not have an answer to maintaining a work-life balance. I pose that the problem comes not from a lack of solution, but an incorrect definition of the problem from the start. The term balance is loosely defined as equilibrium between two points. We envision a scale or a seesaw with each side reaching a point of equal height from the ground and the elimination of movement causing instability. Here's where the mistake is made. We fail to include the largest compounding factor in the balance equation, time. Let's change the metaphor and see how much more we understand. It's time to get off the seesaw and get onto our bicycle. If you've ever ridden a bicycle, you know how difficult it is to maintain balance while standing still. It's almost impossible without constant frantic rebalancing to prevent crashing to the pavement. However, if we push off and begin pedaling, things change rapidly. No longer are we shuddering back and forth to remain upright. Now it only takes minor corrections of direction to remain balanced and continue moving forward towards our destination. Imagine in this metaphor that the road that the bicycle is on is time. Over the progression of time, we'll sometimes drift to the work side of the road and other times drift to the life side. We could spend our effort trying to ride exactly down the middle of the painted lines, never varying, attempting to reach the point of balance. What we need to realize is true balance allows us to move forward, and the direction we choose through our steering is what helps maintain that balance. Our steering will change based on the potholes in the road. A layoff on the work side, a car breakdown on the life side. These obstacles will change our direction, but don't need to throw us off balance if we steer with careful consideration and control. On the flip side, there may be reasons to ride on one side of the road more than the other for a period of time, so long as we remember not to get too close to the edge and ride off the shoulder, causing us to lose sight of the other side and ultimately lose balance. The pursuit of work-life balance is a basic one, but is also far more nuanced than given credit. It's accomplished by consistent, timely corrections in direction, allowing one to maintain balance while continuing forward. It's not a stalemate between adversaries, nor is it the progenitor of a happy and fulfilled life. It prevents us from losing perspective, sacrificing quality of life, and ultimately the greatest failing, wasting time. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Being Productive and found it useful. Remember to like, subscribe, and share with others if you did. To explore this topic further or to start taking your own productivity to new heights, visit gelwickstech.com today to schedule your free initial consultation to discuss your needs. I'm your host, Art Gelwicks, and thanks again for listening to Being Productive.